In the latest round of grant awards, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission has authorized spending almost $2 million from a fund established to help offset costs related to the construction of the state's two large resort casinos, the Wynn Casino under construction outside Boston and the MGM Casino that's being built in downtown Springfield are impacting traffic and parking. The Gaming Commission voted to approve a grant totaling just over $31,500 to the city of Springfield to continue a valet parking program. It is for use at no charge to patrons of businesses located along four blocks of South Main Street that have been impacted by the loss of hundreds of on-street and off-street parking spaces because of the MGM Springfield Casino construction project. Last year, the commission voted to spend $200,000 from the Community Mitigation Fund to launch the valet parking program and operate it through 2017, pending an initial 90-day evaluation. The additional funds should be enough to keep the valet parking in place until a large public parking garage MGM is building as part of its project opens in 2018, according to Tom Moore, interim director of the Springfield Parking Authority.
I think it was a good common sense solution to what was clearly an impact felt by a small group of businesses right at the epicenter of the construction.
The city applied to the Gaming Commission in 2016 for money to set up the valet parking program at the urging of officials with Caring Health Center, which operates a large medical clinic right across the street from the casino construction zone. Caring Health President and CEO Tanya Barber said the parking woes caused a real hardship for patients.
A lot of our patients were not keeping their appointments. They were not showing up for appointments, or they were transferring their care to other medical facilities because they didn't want to deal with not having a place to park.
When the valet parking program began in mid-January, it was averaging 25 people using it per day. Now it averages more than 40, according to Moore.
The majority is for Caring Health patients and things of that nature. I think the nature of their operation kind of lends itself to valet, whereas some of the other, you know, maybe office tenants, not so much. But, you know, we have plans to do some increased marketing over the summer to try to get people, you know, in the surrounding businesses aware that this program is there for their use. And, you know, it's certainly something that, you know, the city is providing that at no cost to the businesses based on the grant from the state.
Moore said he does not foresee the need for the valet parking program to continue after the casino opens in late 2018.
I think there's two things that will happen. The garage will be open, the on-street parking within the area of the South End that's right next to the project itself will be restored, and there'll be some kind of, you know, there'll be normalcy to the businesses who are used to having a certain number of spaces available for people who just want to pull up and go into the business. So I think that that's really the point at which you'd see the impact, you know, really dissipated, and the need for the valet program would no longer be there.
The city recently announced plans for a $7 million infrastructure project in concert with MGM to pave streets, repair sidewalks, improve intersections, and complete other upgrades to prepare for the opening of the casino. In the latest round of awards from the Community Mitigation Fund, the Gaming Commission approved $150,000 to the town of West Springfield to pay for engineering design services for improvements to three streets to better accommodate casino-related traffic. A portion of the non-refundable licensing fees paid to the state by the casino operators goes into the mitigation fund. The fund had $14 million in 2015. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.